It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach, you look at this game. We know that college basketball is a game of ebb and flows. They went on a long run in that second half, never got the lead. Your guys were able to sustain and finish out this game.
Just thrilled with our response to the adversity of giving up that 15-point lead and the way we gave it up. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot, and our guys were just resilient as can be coming back from that. I'm thrilled with this victory.
Talk about the defense overall. John Axel Goodmanson was pivotal in that way. And early in this game when George Mason was turning it over, you guys were cutting off those passing lanes and making it extremely difficult for them to get in any type of flow.
I thought Will Regal had a superb game plan. We mixed up the zone and the man, the pressure and the non-pressure. 10 steals. Luke had 3. John had 5. And how about that deflection of that shot at the last play of the game with Luke Frampton? Did a tremendous job of not only challenging the shot but getting a piece of the shot. And Duga Kovacevic comes off the bench and gets that great offensive rebound. And there were a lot of people did some terrific things. Keyshawn makes a terrific pass to Duga, and Duga finishes that layup. John drives the lane, and I'm yelling for a timeout, and he drives the lane against his goaltend. And so just a great, great victory.
Coach, we were told in the pregame that we didn't want to see George Mason get out and raise the tempo and get points in transition. How did you stop that tonight?
We've really worked on that as a big part of what we do defensively, transition D. But you know what happened was they got the points off the turnovers. They got in the second half. We got stripped over here. We got stripped over there. And it was those transitional baskets that really hurt us. They've got only, I think, 15 or so points in transition, but all of them came in that one time frame.
Talk about Aluka once again, who only played 13 minutes tonight. So you talk about another point of adversity throughout this game. That changes the complexion of your offense, and you had to fight through that as well.
Well, he's seeing what's going to happen to him in the Atlantic 10. They're going to get very physical with him, and I think they really went after him physically. And he misses the second or the first of a free throw, comes down on the next possession, and buries the three. That was delightful to see, wasn't it?
It was.
And you look at our threes, he's the one that made it. And, our great three-point shooting that we have, we wound up going 3 for 27 from some other guys, you know, that normally make a lot of threes. So I couldn't be more thrilled with the team effort here. I think Keyshawn did a terrific job of leading us. Luke Frampton, John, Kellen, Carter comes off the bench and gave us great minutes. Bates gave us great minutes, you know, with Luka out. So we got a terrific performance from the bench.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. This is a quality win here on the road in a tough environment against a team that's going to win some games here in this conference.
They are. They're 2-0 coming in, and you could see they had a hop in their step, and they were very confident. And they are going to win a lot of games in this conference. They're no easy out.
Yeah. This is a tougher George Mason team this year than last year. I mean, they are a mentally tough group and very resilient.
Justin Keir had a tremendous game and just really attacked us. And I think he finished with a double-double and was very, very good tonight.
Well, Coach, enjoy this one. Congrats on it.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks,
Coach.